to me enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And today we got a return, but you guys were on singles interviews, so now
we've done the show before.
Yeah, you've both been on the show.
Wow.
And I didn't do it together, so those are fun too, so I can have a little bit of a separate interview with you guys. And now we have the full-on Shook crew here, so we have returning Bryce Donovan and Bobby Orlando. What's up?
Look how good my camera quality is.
Look how bad is my quality is.
Aww.
Hold on, I'm Instagramming the link to this.
Thank you.
Tune into the most.
I can't do anything.
The most controversial episode of Under the Ropes ever.
There you go. You don't know what's gonna happen here.
I'm saying that it's happening.
Yeah. So I already have that feeling of it anyway. So it's all good. Yeah. So, but yeah,
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
Ooh, I'm here for it. So. But guys, if you're new here to the Under Rope series, here I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, referees, backstage, I got you covered. Make sure you like the stream, share it, so we get some fan questions in here. The guys will be more than happy to answer any of your questions, so feel free, drop it into the chat. You guys completely took over my interview. I have a couple of questions. You guys all took over my interview, which is fine. So I'm happy for it.
That's fine.
So I'm all here for it. So hey guys, what's going on? I see a whole bunch of people into all the different chats going on here. But like I said, share it so we can get some more people in here.
We have multiple chats?
Yes, I have multiple chats. Oh, we're on YouTube, we're on Twitch, we're on Periscope, we're on Facebook.
Periscope? So, that's still a thing?
Yeah.
X?
Yes.
Yeah, we're on X.
X? Oh, excuse me, X. I don't think
we call it now, baby. I don't know why.
I know. Sorry, we're on X, but yeah. So definitely, so I'm here for it. But yeah. So how are you guys? I seen you a couple weeks ago. So what's going on with you guys?
I did a backflip. Uh-huh. It was pretty cool. Today.
Did it today?
Where? Yeah, I did it today.
Oh, awesome.
Where?
Off my roof.
Pretty high.
How high is it?
You have a big house. That's a pretty high backflip.
I know, and now we have a swimming pool.
That's probably why.
To the swimming pool?
To the swimming pool.
Okay, that's impressive.
Is there video? Or no?
I forgot to record.
Oh, damn, we need to get GoPro on it.
I know.
We're just going to set up GoPro at your house and like...
Well, I think they, I was going to say they're busy editing the Creative Pro show that happened yesterday, but they like
promotion.
Yes.
Way to promote immediately, Bobby. That's what we like to see.
Hell yeah. We love it.
Change the shirt.
I got to watch the show, so I definitely got to watch that this week. Definitely.
It was a great show.
Yeah, I heard. It was funny because I had Zach, he was sending me some stuff. He was sending me photos of, like, you know, you guys. Oh.
Real quick, I pulled up to the venue, and you know, I'm sure fans know wrestlers get to the venue well before fans get there because there's a lot of pre-show stuff you got to do. Mm-hmm. He was already there in his car. Zach, he was just outside. I pulled up, and he was in the next car. He's like, "Oh, hey!" I was like, "Oh my god, you have to sit outside in the hot sun for 4 hours. What are you doing?"
Aww. I think he had air conditioning.
Well, that's good. At least there's some air conditioning going on over there. Let me get some love in this chat. Jeff's in the chat. He put the goat. He goes, shook. He goes, I'm old. Don't hate on Facebook. No, we don't hate on Facebook. Definitely not. Jimmy. Yeah. Jimmy's in the chat. He goes, Bobby is your mom. Yes, Bobby is everybody's mom.
That's true. That's true.
Scott's in the chat. He said, question for Bobby. What happened with him and Dr. Cool yesterday?
He's upset.
I'm upset still. You know, me and Dr. Cool, you know, Dr. Cool came up to me a few weeks ago. I was like, Bobby, I've been having a rough year. I've been on a losing streak. Why don't we try and change this momentum around and form a little, you know, a duo? And I'm like, okay, cool.
Which, by the way, I took offense to, as he stole my tag team partner.
Rude. Yes. Now I'm back to just having, here's the thing. We had a cool little handshake we made. Boom, 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 boom. We had a great match. We didn't get the W, but, what happened after the match? I'll leave it up in the air right now because I want people to go check out the Creative Bro show when it does go live on IWTV. But what happened after the match was truly horrific, and I will be getting my revenge.
Ooh. I got to check this out. So when it comes on IWTV, I'm here. Yeah. I'm going to watch it. So I definitely try to
very not cool of Dr. Cool.
It was very not cool. There was a that's not cool chant right after.
Oh.
He's confirmed not cool anymore. Everyone said it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. Can't wait. Can't wait to see it. So we'll see what happens. Doug's in chat. He goes, hello from Islands Pro Canada. Welcome. Welcome. Thanks for hanging out here.
Love Doug?
I was like, why is he in Canada?
Doug, what are you doing in Canada? It's Monday.
Having some poutine. Captain Dave's in the chat. What's up, Captain Dave? Welcome. So, all right. Let's get on to some of these questions because there's so much to talk about. And actually, you know what? Let's talk about this because we are, you know, we're talking a little bit about like tag team. But I mean, the great thing about like tag team wrestling is there are some tag teams out there that just do tag team and don't do singles runs. So it's kind of also really neat to see that with you guys, that you guys still have like your single runs in different promotions with different championship belts. So talk to us a little bit, you know, in your perspective of like the difference of when you guys are tag teaming up against, you know, doing singles.
Oh, I just got blurry. So this is we should address now. Who starts when we're asked questions, Bob? Do you start? Do I start?
Alternate.
You can rotate.
Okay, we alternate. So whose turn goes next? Okay, so I'll start with the tag team question.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay. So yeah, I feel like this is something that makes me and Bobby unique, is that we are a tag team, and then we also have our own individual goals. There's an individualism to Shook Crew. Including Max, and this was always a thing where we don't want to be one note, or not to say like tag teams are one note, but we want to do everything. We want to see everything, try everything, be able to obtain everything that wrestling has to offer, and you can't do that just being a tag team or just being singles or just being a trio. And so we do everything. If there's a tag team we have to fight, there's a tag team we want to wrestle, we wrestle them with each other. There's a singles opponent we want to wrestle, we wrestle them as singles. There's a trio we want to wrestle, we'll wrestle with the three of us. And that includes me, Bobby, and Max, or me, Bobby, Aaron, or me, Bobby. Have we teamed with a third person?
Bobby Jr.
Oh, Bobby Jr. Me, Bobby Jr. We do that. I think it's important. I think wrestling is...
Bison.
Yes. Oh, we did. Yes, we did do that. I think wrestling's competitive. And I think in-house competition is like a healthy way for everyone to get better, where you're competing against your partner, but in a like loving, like pushing each other kind of way, not like, I'm being better than it. It's like, okay, we're each trying to make each other the best we can be. And sometimes in order to do that, you have to step out on your own, and you can't always rely on your partner. As much as I love relying on Bobby, because he can do a lot of great things. If I just all the time went, oh, Bobby will do it, then I'm not going to be able to push myself. Same for Bobby. If he's like, oh, I'll have Bryce do it. You stunt your growth a little bit as a competitor, in my opinion. And I think sometimes you need to really like live and die on your own. So I think that's something.
And to add to that, I also feel like. I was going to say also to add to that, I was also going to say me and Bryce, like, even we have like such like the same brain when it comes to like wrestling and stuff like that. But we also have like different styles. Like a lot of the tag teams out there are phenomenal. They all, you know, like usually both of the people in the tag team, they wrestle the same style, which makes them fantastic. Me and Bryce kind of have our own identity, not just the way we look and the way we act, but also the way we perform in the ring. So I feel like also when you separate that and you go out on your own and have singles matches, it also translates there as well. So
yeah, there's a good way. I think we complement each other in that, like a lot of tag teams, like Bob said, it's like, hey, these guys fit together because they're similar or they're like, they do the same things or they work the same way. And I feel like what me and Bob do great is that we accentuate each other's positives and we cover each other's negatives between the two of us, where we're able to like present ourselves as a unit where Bobby can do what I can't do and I can do things Bobby can't do, and together we can do everything. And that's kind of been our goal, is to any position we're put in, we can make it work.
Yeah, I definitely think that's great. No, I love that. I love this like question, you know?
We're so media trained, look at us.
I'm here for it. No.
Yeah, we do media training at Creative Pro. I don't know if you know that.
That's awesome. Pretty awesome. So it's interesting to see like all the different schools and stuff that everybody does, you know. So yeah, there you go. So you guys get a little bit of behind the scenes, a little bit that maybe you, the fans, didn't know about. So, which the fans are going nuts in the chat.
They're going nuts.
Yeah, Doug says that he owns the promotion there. The Canada promotion. So, shout out to
what Canada promotion?
Okay, where was it? The Island Pro. Island Pro Canada. Yeah.
Canada's not an island.
That's the name of the promotion.
That's the promotion name,
that's
Bryce.
That's the name of the promotion. Bryce, shut up. How are you going to get booked if you're going to mock it?
Listen, I live on an island off of an island. So I'm double islanded it up. I didn't know there were islands in Canada. That just caught me off guard.
I'm double islanded up. All right. Jeff says, what's your favorite promotion to wrestle for? I've seen you both live at Chaotic and online at Wrestle Open.
That's a hard, that's hard. I don't think I have a favorite. I mean, obviously the bias is like, I love Creative Pro shows because that's obviously where we both got our start. And like, that's where all of our like, peers that we've trained with, we started with, so we always hang out with them during the show. But yeah, that's probably a hard one. Every single one.
Safe answer, Bob Strikes Again. Every single one. Here's my top 10 promotions ranked from worst to best. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
It's hard to pick. Like Bob said, Creative Pro is great because it's like our home. Open and Beyond is kind of where we first started, like, pushing out, and we have a lot of fans there, and the energy is always great in that building, so I love that. Blitzkrieg is another place where, like, kind of early on gave us a lot to go on, so that's up there. Limitless, early in my career, early in our careers, you know, we were having like some rough times. You know, you start out, you have some rough times, and some things aren't going great, and you're like, oh, like, do I really want to do this? And I remember we did a Limitless show that really made me go, like, wow, like, this is a great spot. Like, this made me, everyone here was so nice. The show was great. It's what a great vibe. So I'll always remember that as, like, close to my heart kind of place that helped me early on to go, like, yeah, this is something I want to keep doing. And, yeah, no. So those are some options.
Definitely. I always wonder, like, I know, like, well, you know, the hints of Queen of the Indies, like, I watch so much different promotions all over the place, you know, so I always wonder with the fans, like, you know, if you guys want to answer in the chat, like, do you kind of just, like, stick with, like, one promotion? Like, if you find a favorite wrestler, do you follow them to, like, other promotions? Like, do you follow Bobby and Bryce and, like, watch all the other promotions that they work at, or, like, only maybe, like, one? So let me know in the chat, you know, how that goes. Johnny's in the chat. He says, hi to all of us. How are you? Scott says, question for Bryce, too. How hard was it to get back into the swing of things after the lung issue? Glad you're okay.
Very hard. I don't know. I definitely came back too soon from the lung injury because I was trying. What? He's like shocked by this. You knew this already. I talked to you about this. Yeah, I came back too soon from it. But you have to do that in indie wrestling because you don't have a deal. And if you're going to keep your name alive and keep making money and keep promoting yourself and getting out there, you have to do things like that, which is like, you know, it's easy. I think a lot of things, because now I've had two surgeries over the last 2 years that have kept me out for some time. And I get the sentiment behind a lot of fans going like, oh, it's like, take your time. Like, we'll be waiting for you when you're back. Like, just get healthy. But like, as much as that, like, as much as I believe they mean that when they say it and they are coming from a good place, I don't believe it is true in terms of fans on the independents, because there's just a lot happening all the time in indie wrestling. First of all, there's TV shows like 7 days a week on wrestling on TV. And then there's indie shows like a billion times a week. And if you're not doing things like, not that people forget about you, like both times I came back, people were happy when I came back. But it's like, when you're not doing something, it's like there's, fans will still care about you, but there's no reason, again, wrestling is a competition. There's no reason for them to be gravitating towards you over someone else who's active and competitive. So like, yeah, I pushed myself to come back. Not like I was like dying or anything when I came back, but it was hard. I had a limited lung capacity. My cardio wasn't good. I hadn't been able to do any physical activity for 2 months after my lung surgery, like nothing at all, like not like jog. Like I wasn't allowed to jog or anything. So it was like hard getting back into it. And that's why it's good. Like we said earlier, Bob was there. I was able to do tag team matches that like when I couldn't fully fully dive into matches, Bob was there to cover for me, Max was there to cover for me, and that made it a lot easier to get back into it until I could get like full-time comfortable back as myself.
Awesome. Let me get more love into this chat. Valvez says, hey, what's up, how are ya? I got some of your questions. Don't worry. I see, like, don't repeat questions. I got them. Don't worry. I got it.
No question repeating.
I got them. Hey, all right. Well, there's so much that we can talk about. Let me go back. Let's go back for a second, because let's go back into, like, the whole singles run pretty much. And, like, everything, I feel like all my questions were going to intertwine with each other, because I feel like this is going to be the conversation piece for a good chunk of this podcast today.
Heyo.
All right. So let's start with Bobby, because, actually, I saw Bobby a couple weeks ago at BST. All right. I brought Bobby a shot glass because it was cute, and I made it.
Bobby's a heavy drinker, so that's a good gift.
That is. No, I'm not.
I know. It was just really cute. I wanted to make the little shot glass because it's
really cute. It's on my mantle.
I mean, like, I think even me, like, I have stuff like I don't do shots. I don't like, you know.
I feel like shot glasses are more decorative.
Yeah, I have memorabilia on the side of me, and I just like put stuff up, you know, like sometimes like I have you guys.
I've been gifted like coffee mugs. I don't think.
Hey, there it is.
I've been gifted like coffee mugs, and I don't think I've ever drinking coffee out of them. I just put like pencils in them and stuff.
There we go.
Yeah, it's good.
See, so I have you
they're
guys.
They're riding each other.
See, I have you guys. So like, yeah. So I did like the shot glass, but anyway, I brought Bobby the shot glass, and he's like, I'm gonna do a choke slam for you.
I did a choke slam.
He did against Ichiban.
Wow, to Ichiban.
Yes.
Oh, you probably got him way up there.
He went really high.
He did.
My choke slam always get high when I do them.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could say the same.
I can't with you guys. I knew this was going to be that kind of podcast.
We're doing great.
We are doing great. There's so many questions in the chat. So
there's so many?
Yes. Wait, we're going to get to all. I'm telling you, I didn't even hit my fan tweets yet. So, but there's questions in the chat and then whatever. But we have to talk about like the choke slam. So
we do. What great timing.
Yeah. So Bobby did a choke slam for me.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to repost it, so I'll repost the video. I can't. Actually, it's just funny because I know. Actually, let's tag the little duo, you know, Trayvon and Kylan to come in here and Dante, because already Trayvon's kind of pissed. He was like, I didn't know I was doing a podcast tonight because I posted the Chokeslam Championship.
Oh.
What?
No, he's saying he did. He's saying she said she was going posting the Chokeslam Championship, and Trayvon said, I'm not doing podcast, implying that he was the Chokeslam Championship.
Yeah, so he got like tagged in the photo. He's like, wait, what?
No, he wasn't tagged. He just saw the Chokeslam. He goes, that's my belt. Yeah.
It's a joke, Bobby. You see, he's like, oh, that's I'm not doing a podcast. I'm the Chokeslam Champion.
Yeah. So anybody that doesn't know about the Chokeslam Championship, it hasn't been crowned.
Why has it not been crowned yet?
Because it just hasn't been booked yet because Trayvon got hurt. Oh, and now Trayvon's back. So now it's trying to book the match at NFW. Because, yes, I know other promoters want to book it because they've asked me. But it is an NFW belt.
Look at that.
That's an NFW belt officially?
Yes.
Oh, it is. I didn't even see that part.
Federation, there you go.
Yeah.
So I created it. So it's in my possession.
If they do that match without me, I'm going to storm the ring.
It's got to be an elimination style match. So it's like however many people are in there. And then once you get chokeslammed, you're out.
I think it should just be you can. It's like an Iron Man. We get 30 minutes. Most chokeslams in 30 minutes wins. And timer's just on. It's like final scores. Like, and it's a fatal four-way. So the final score is like 12 to 9 to 4 to like 18. It's like, oh, fuck, that was a close one.
Chokeslam Iron Man match.
Yes.
Yeah, so this all, just so anybody knows, if you didn't watch this podcast, it started last August on this podcast about chokeslams at Summer Haze, the podcast before Summer Haze. And we were talking about chokeslamming because we had the three-way dance pretty much of Miracle Gen, Waves and Curls, Vlog Bro University. So that's where all the shit talk started with the chokeslams. So if anybody sees anybody screaming about chokeslams, that's where it started from. So now Bryce has been kind of coming for it now.
Yeah, I feel like I should get it. Last night I might have lost the Chokeslam Championship. I think I lost it last night. But before that, I think I had a good claim to it over the last few months. I think I have the best Chokeslam that has ever been done, which was on Alec Price at Creative Pro. It was a very good chokeslam. I believe it was the best one that has ever been done. But I have a lot of other great ones. I had the big one on Aaron after I kissed him. I had the one last Thursday where I chokeslammed Eli from Culture Inc. onto the other one's back. And, you know, I think I had a good claim to it last night. Unfortunate, I think I lost it, but I'm looking to get it back.
Well, it's not anywhere. We can't see it, so it didn't happen.
I'm looking to get it back. I'm looking to win that back. We'll become the first ever two-time Chokeslam champion. Two-time. Oh. Like my boy Jake Hager. Two-time.
I think the only time I've ever done a Chokeslam was the Ichiban one.
Yeah.
But it was really good, so I think I'm in contention.
There you go. I appreciate
also,
it.
I think by proxy, Trayvon's best Chokeslam, I think, was on me. So I think, honestly, I get points for that. I get half points.
Well, it was a double choke slam.
And no, I not was that one.
Double choke slam, and it wasn't good on me.
No,
so,
not that. I'm talking about the FET one when they hit the wave check, which is a choke slam in disguise, I call it. And I think that was a great one. So I think I get half credit for that one. So that gives me half of Trayvon's points. So you take my points, you put together half Trayvon's points. Dante, I've chokeslammed him like legitimately like 5 times in the last 2 months since he started talking shit. So give me all of his points. He lost them all. Kylan, I tell you, I've never seen Kylan do a
chokeslam. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen Kylan do a chokeslam.
Really?
Wait, hold on a second. Last year, in me and Bobby versus Kylan Ichiban, chokeslammed the shit out of Kylan onto the ring apron, almost broke his back. Felt bad about that one, but give me all his points also. So if you give me, I get 3 points for my point, Kylan's point, and Dante's, and I get half of Trayvon's. So it's 3.5.
And you get from Bobby too, because because, you know, it's Shook Crew. So you just take Bobby's because you're tag team. Everything. Right?
We share everything.
Yeah.
So that's 3.5 divided by 2. So that's 1.75 points that we split between the two of us, I believe. Something like that. Yes, that's 3.75 points we split between the two of us. And that goes to Trayvon's half a point that he gets to keep from the half that I took from him. And Dante and Kylan have 0 points. So therefore, me and Bobby are tied for first. Trayvon is second. Kylan and Dante are tied for last with 0 points. Shout out Scott Steiner.
Oh, my face hurts. It just hurts.
Shout out Scotty Stein.
Listen.
My face always hurts. Especially when Dr. Cool punches it.
Yeah, what is it?
I'm dead. I can't. Like, listen, I mean, when you were at the Beyond show, the last Beyond show, it's on IWTV if you didn't watch it, I died. I don't know if you actually, like, opened up the clip that I tagged you guys in, but
was choke slam off.
Hysterical. Yeah. I couldn't stop laughing. And shout out to Cody from NFW because he called me and I picked up hysterical laugh. I couldn't stop laughing. And I was like, this is all
it was
my
a great,
fault.
It was a great moment. Many called it the moment of the match.
Yeah.
Many people saying that. I wouldn't say that, but many people say that.
Dante's in the chat.
Dante's in the chat. Get him out of the chat. Who let him in the chat?
Dante.
He goes, what is Bryce's chokeslam points after last night?
We've already gone over it, Dante. I said I lost the belt.
We've already discussed this in great lengths.
Yes, we've already discussed it. I lost the belt. I'm looking to become the first two-time champion after losing it last night. I had it. I lost it. We're going to get it back. When's the next time I'm wrestling? I don't know. But I'll do it then. I might be wrestling Friday. I don't know yet. We'll find out.
Yeah. Damn, Jeff says more than his. And Dante say, "Go, bro, this is ridiculous."
What's ridiculous?
I lost the belt. We're going to get it back.
Yeah, I'll get it back. Ric Flair is a 16-time champion because he lost the belt 15 times. Like, come on.
Oh, my God.
Ow.
I'll be the first ever 16-time chokeslam champion.
Oh, my God. So Dante, did you see the shit that happened at Beyond? Did you see that ridiculousness of that whole spot fest?
That was hard.
I was dying. Don't fight with the fans in the chat, Dante. It's okay.
Yo, kick them.
Dante, fight with the fans.
Don't fight with the fans.
Dante, fight with the fans. Don't listen. Fight with the fans.
Don't fight with the fans. Don't fight with the fans.
Stand up for yourself, Dante. Don't take their ish.
Oh, my God. He says it's his belt.
That's, bro, he hasn't even hit one in like.
He's hit them. There's
I've chokeslammed Dante like legitimately like 10 times in the last 2 months. It's been a lot.
I wrestled Dante and Jack Tomlinson in a triple threat match, yes. And Dante went to chokeslam Jack. And when I tell you, I heard a scream from the crowd. I knew exactly who it was. I'm just like on the floor in pain, and I look up and I see him just like, Google him. And you're, oh. And I'm like, oh, I know who that was. But then the chokeslam didn't even happen. So, Dante, how good of a champion are you?
Typical Dante. Can't hit one chokeslam.
He's good with the choke, but there's no slam.
Yeah, he's good at choking. Just ask his girlfriend.
Oh, God.
I meant that in a sexual way, by the way.
Oh, my God. I can't. I'm done.
What?
I'm done.
What?
I think we're moving on.
They're into it.
I'm done.
Consensual. Okay.
But yeah, anyway, but after that, Bobby asked me after the show, he goes, that was you that screamed, didn't you? I go, yeah. So that's all my fault. All right, let's move on. So that was fun at Beyond.
That was a good segment. I think that was a good segment, yeah.
It was. It really was. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Wrestle Open now, because now we have the Eliminator Cup tournament that you guys are in.
Someday.
What?
Someday.
Someday.
We've been waiting. We're ready to go.
Yeah, so, but there's a lot of great teams. I mean, you know, this tournament's amazing. There's so many great tag teams out there. Anybody has caught your eye that, like, you know, you're hoping to be in this with?
Do you want me to pull up the bracket?
Sure.
All right, hold on. Hold on. I got to go to X. I got to go to X to pull up the bracket.
I mean, while Bryce is doing that, I'll say that definitely Wrestling Open, I know it's another biased comment, but I would say we definitely have like one of the best tag team rosters out there on the indies. Mm-hmm. There's so many great tag teams that not only have shined on Wrestling Open, but because Wrestling Open have shined other places. And especially like when Miracle Gen won the IWTV tag team titles, like that definitely helped put Wrestling Open and themselves on the map. They've gotten so many opportunities from that. So I wouldn't mind. I think we've only had one match of Miracle Generation, Dustin and Kylan at Wrestling Open. And that was a while ago now. So I wouldn't mind getting back in the ring with them. And I know they are the defending champions. So that is the goal. And if we were to get to the finals, that would definitely be what I would want the finals to be. Because to get to the top, you have to take down the top. Mm-hmm. And right now they're at the top. So we're coming for you guys, but in a very respectable manner.
Not respectable for me. I'm going to kill you guys.
Damn!
You're done for. I'm looking at the bracket right now. All right, so Miracle Gen has to beat the Even Stevens. And if they beat the Even Stevens, and we beat Mortar Malonis, we wrestle Miracle Gen. So, yeah, that would be cool. We've never wrestled Mortar Malonis, so that's a new first-time matchup for us. Mm-hmm. So we'd have to beat them. Then we'd wrestle Miracle Gen in the second round, which I think is a crazy second round matchup, us versus Miracle Gen.
How did that happen?
And then the other side, on our side of the bracket, Rex and Rude made it through, a new tag team from Open, who we've already beaten, by the way. And then the Brick City Boys, who we've had many matches with. So, you know, just another one for that. So, yeah, I think our side of the bracket's pretty pretty stacked, considering we're on it. Miracle Gen's on it, and Brick City's on it. And I think that's, if someone said, hey, these are the three best tag teams at Open, I think it'd be hard to argue with. Mm-hmm. And we're all on one side of the bracket. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, a lot of great tag teams.
Yeah. Looking at the other side, there's a mystery team that has yet to be revealed yet. So I don't know who that is.
Hmm. Dante, is it you? He's fighting with the fans in the chat, by the way.
No offense to VBU, but I don't know why they would be the mystery team.
Oh,
I feel like they would just I feel like they would just be the team. Why would they be this big secret?
Damn.
They've wrestled it open before. It's not like, oh, it's the mystery team.
I was trying to be nice. I was trying to wrestle. Be nice. Zach's in the chat. What's up, Zach? Let's see. John's telling Dante, he goes, you're in last place. That's what that's what Bryce.
Well, he's tied for last with Kylan, who, again, I've never seen do a choke slam in my life.
Let's see what else is good. There's a lot going on in this chat.
Where is this chat?
Oh, shit. Arcadia's in the chat. What is going on? Oh, How are ya? Let's see. So, yeah, no, because I'm watching something on through my streaming server, so I have all the in one place of the chat. So, and Dante said to Bryce that I hate you guys because now I'm fighting the fans. So,
well, yeah, fight the fans, Dante. Fight the power. Don't take it. Don't take anything from them, Dante. You're stronger than them. The distance between you and the Chokeslam Championship is closer than the distance between them, the fan, to you. Both are very large, but you know, fight the fans.
Damn. Don't fight the fan. All right, let's talk a little bit about NFW since we're talking about the NFW, you know, Chokeslam Championship. But when you guys made your debut, you guys wrestled Wasted Youth, another amazing tag team that's taken, you know. It was such a good match.
That was fun. I think that was the last match I had before I got hurt. The last tag match we had before I got hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, because that was the beginning of December and then like middle of December we got hurt.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that was really fun. I really like that match. I really love both of them. Marcus is awesome. Tan Marcus showed up at Open this week, which is the new, more powerful version of Marcus, where he's Marcus but with a tan. So be careful, world. Tan Marcus is coming for you.
And congrats to him because he just won the ETU belt last night.
I saw that. Congrats. Yeah, he's awesome. He deserves it. And Dylan, that was the first time I actually met Dylan, but I thought he was great also. We had a really fun match. Yeah. Bob, you remember the match? Good match.
Yeah.
I think one thing I love at shows like that is when you're having a match and you see, like, at the merch table or, like, the entranceway, you'll see, like, the other wrestlers on the show also watching. So like Miracle was watching, Ichiban was watching, like MSP and Aaron
Thomas.
MSP and Aaron Rourke, who came because they were driving down to the south that day, and they stopped by to see the show. Mm-hmm. We're all watching, so that's always that's always extra motivating, seeing like your peers and stuff watching, because you obviously want to put on a good performance for them also. So yeah, I thought that was a really fun experience.
Yeah, I would like a run back of that. Definitely, really, really
good. Yeah,
run it back.
When? Yeah, we haven't been back at NFW since. So
yeah, come on, Cody. All right.
I mean, in all fairness, I was out for like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, no, I think. About to say, like, yeah.
So, well, you know, VB, you are the tag champs over there, so now you gotta come.
Oh. We could win those so easily.
So there you go.
Yeah, I'll chokeslam Dante so hard for those belts. Come on.
Let's see. John Oral chat says, I'm sorry, main event for the win for the Wrestling Open Eliminator Cup.
We beat them 2 weeks ago. So I say that, no, not main event for the win. Us for the win.
No, I like main event. They were nice.
No, but Bobby, if they win, then we can't win.
Well, if we can't win, then I want them to win.
Okay, but we can win.
But I want us to win.
But you can win.
We can win, so they can't win.
You can do it. You can do it. There you go.
No, we have to win.
Yeah, we can win.
Yeah, we can win. We can win.
Yeah,
but that means that main event won't win.
Next question.
Philip Stamper's in the chat. Right now. Philip Stamper's in the chat. He goes, Mom, do you have no love for Bryce? No love. Melissa's in the chat. Melissa waves. She says hi. Johnny says Bryce chooses violence with that choke slam segment.
I always choose violence. I'm a very violent person. That's why I had to go to a lot of therapy as a child.
Oh my god.
A lot of intervention from my school psychologist.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right.
Foster care is a bad system, and people need to up to whatever. We'll cross that bridge later.
Oh my.
Anyway.
Okay. Let's go. I have here's a good question, because I know this gets like brought up like a lot, and usually sometimes like wrestlers ask this question, so I figured that this would be a good question on this podcast. So, what is a match that you guys would recommend to study as a tag team?
Oh, not yours. Like,
something that you would watch to kind of learn from, you know, that you would recommend.
I think if 2002, during the famous SmackDown 6 era, where it was like the Guerreros, Angle, Edge, and Rey Mysterio, there was a lot of great matches at that time where they all were wrestling each other, a lot of great tag matches. I know there was a 2-on-2 with Edge and Mysterio. I think that one was at either No Mercy Survivor Series or something, and then there was a 3-way with all the teams. After that, I think that one actually was probably Survivor Series. Those are great ones.
I also from like the 2017 to like 2018 era of like NXT, like those takeovers with like the Revival and FTR, Chad Gable and Jason Jordan.
Oh, American Alpha versus FTR was a big one for me.
I wanted to call them Alpha Academy, but that's what the thing right now.
American Alpha is actually my probably like saddest what if tag team. Like, I loved American Alpha.
They're awesome.
Loved American Alpha, and they got like split kind of early, and then Jason Jordan unfortunately got his career like cut short. But like, I thought they were fucking great, and FTR obviously, everyone knows that they're great, so.
Definitely. I know people always like looking for recommendations for matches also too, so I figured
trying to think of like off-brand ones, mm-hmm. like weird choices. Mm-hmm.
Or even like really older, like, you know, like older wrestling, because I know a lot of people also go back to a little bit of back to basics, but then like go deeper.
Yeah, like Brainbusters, like stuff like that.
The Kings of Wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Kings of Wrestling. I got where's the DVD? Yeah, I got a Kings of Wrestling DVD over here. It's actually Max's. He let me borrow it. I still have to give it back to him. I watched it already. But yeah, that was actually when we first started tagging. Like before we started Uncharted, I watched that whole DVD. And, like, that's where a lot of stuff we got comes from. They were obviously awesome.
Definitely. Good stuff. All right, let me get to some of these fan tweets because we got a whole bunch of them. All right, let's start with this one. All right, this one's from MGB Graham. He goes, what is the worst punishment Bobby Jr. has taken? He said, I remember him taking some vicious elbow drops from Benjamin Banks and Diamond Victor Griff's post-match in Northern Virginia in 2018.
That's a long time ago. I think I remember that. Yeah, that was probably like one of the first ever times Bobby Jr. has had to get in the wrestling ring, and it didn't pan out very well. I say probably one of the worst things. Oh, I don't know. There's just so many people like beating up Bobby Jr. for some reason. I don't know. At the GCW show, Sawyer Reck powerbombed him across the venue. And thank God it landed in the arms of Leo Sparrow. But shortly after that, it landed in the arms, but it took a wicked bounce and fell on the floor. So it went flying there. There's been other times, but yeah, it's, I don't know why people like beating up Bobby Jr. so much.
He gets punted all the time. Like all the time.
Yeah, brutal stuff. But you know, listen, he's a warrior, he's a fighter, and he'll never, ever step away from in-ring altercations like that. Because if you get knocked down, you better get up again. And that's the way he lives his life. What I've been starting to do is I do want to avoid that. So I've been starting to, like, let him sit in the arms of a fan while the match is happening, because the ring is a very dangerous place. So, and it also makes the people happy. They're like, oh, they get to, like, you know, babysit Bobby Jr. for a little bit while I'm in the ring. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's just a sharing and caring experience for and everyone.
It's tough, though. They get mad at each other now. If someone gets Bobby Jr. next to you, you got to be nice about it. You can't be like, hey, I want it. There's only one Bobby Jr. to go around, everyone.
Yeah. I feel bad because sometimes there'll be like three kids and they're all like, oh, I want to hold Bobby Jr. I'm like, oh, darn
it. You could all grab a hoof.
There you go.
Four kids.
Sharing is caring. Yeah. Hold.
I feel bad. Like, I'll give a kid my sunglasses. And so it's all about making memories. You know what I'm saying? That's what my favorite part about wrestling is just making memories and moments.
Definitely.
I would give them my coat, but that building gets so hot that I don't think they'd want to wear it.
Yeah.
It's funny how we wear like entrance jackets even during like the summer when it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so hot.
Bro, it's brutal. Like, but then the winter time, it's oh, thank God I had this entrance jacket.
My God, I want to wrestle.
Also, real quick, going back, America's Most Wanted versus Team Canada from TNA is one of my favorite tag matches ever. I think I was trying to think of like a more off-brand one. I think that one's great. So go back and watch that. Yeah. Yes. Really? It's a great match.
Thank you for that. All right, let's move on to another fan tweet. I'll get to some of the questions in the chat in a few.
Real quick, Dante said, tell this guy Jeff to leave me alone.
Oh, Dante, you asked for this. You were being mean.
Dante, don't look to me to save you. Go take out Jeff yourself. I believe in you. Don't let this guy Jeff walk all over you. You got him, Dante. I believe in you.
Oh, my God. All right, let me do another. Let me go through some of these fan tweets. I'll come back into the chat because I know that they wanted to talk about Rob's slab at Rad Pro Wrestling. So we're going to talk about that. So we'll come back.
Rod's coming on the pod. When's Rod getting here?
I don't know. I've never met him, but he sounds like a pleasant person.
I met him once. You weren't there. You had just left, and Rod came in right after.
Damn.
And then,
really?
And then, yeah, I told, and then he left, and then you came back. You just missed Rod.
Damn.
What did he say? What they say anything about me?
He said, I'm Rod Slab, bro.
Dang, I missed Rod Slab.
He said, where's Bobby? I want to meet Bobby. And I said, Bob's not here. He just walked out.
Oh, by the way, I literally just got tagged with the choke slam from last night.
Nope. Put that one down. Whoa, there's like two.
I got tagged. The power of coffee and choke slams are enough to get the job done.
Yeah, aren't you surprised that got the job done?
I'm watching it now. All right, okay, now I see why you lost points. All right, so anyway, we're going to move on.
You sent the choke slam?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
Bro.
The power of the podcast.
Still kept him down. Sucks for him. Oh, anyway.
Man. All right. So this
That's how powerful Bryce's chokeslam is.
It's more of the downward. The it's downward more of the, thrust not, really is what puts him down. Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Fan tweet from Good Cop, Bad Cop. He goes, when Shook Crew made an anagram of choose work, what has been the hardest decision you had to make when being offered different wrestling work on the same day, and how do you choose?
That just blew my mind.
Did it? I saw his tweet. Yeah. Well, this is actually
I didn't want to, like, think about them too much because I wanted to have, like
genuine.
Yeah, you wanted first time. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about any of them, but I remember seeing that one because I remember the choose work thing.
So what was the question? Sorry.
How do you
choose work?
How do you choose? Like, you know, how do you, like, you know, if you're offered, like, a job?
Oh, you made the anagram into a question.
Yes, it's choose work, Bob.
Also, how do I choose, like, what
you know,
place I want
to You know, you say you're for workers' rights. And...
By the way, Leo Sparrow's in the chat. He goes, hey, Bryce, I heard your most recent chokeslam is chokeslam championship worthy.
Yeah, no, we've already talked about this.
Really?
You guys are late to the party.
I'm so glad this podcast was scheduled for today.
What bad timing. Yeah, I've been great talking timing. If this was a week ago, I would have been talking so much shit. I would have been like, I would have been
humble.
Tearing it.
Been humble.
Like, you know what? I lost. No, I'm fine with it. I lost it. It's not mine anymore. I got to get it back. I got to become the first ever 2-time champion. That's how it works.
Basically, I mean, I don't know. Like, usually whenever it comes to booking dates and stuff like that, we have a calendar, and whenever a promoter's like, oh, this is the next day we're running, we'll keep that date available for them. And it's more or less just first come, first serve. We're very loyal with our bookings and when we take them. And I don't know. It's that's basically how it goes. There's no like. Yeah. Oh, I want to work here, and then I'm going to, you know, it's just like, I don't know. It's just, you know, we definitely, we won't work for a place that we don't want to work for is what I'm saying is, so if we're working, it's because we want to.
You have to build trust with these, with the different promoters, and like, you got to be fair to all of them. And that doesn't mean you can't work with them. Like if you... Like, I've had just a month ago, I was committed to a show. Another promoter asked me about a show and offered me something cool. And I was like, all right, well, let me check in with my first promoter. Let's see what he want to do. And he was cool with it. He's like, oh, hey, go do it. Like, it's your career. Like, I'll be here when you get back. Like, you can just do the next show. It's all good. So sometimes the promoter will be chill about it and work it out. I never want to put someone in a bad position where they're like, where I just cancel on them. Or leave them out to dry, or say, hey, your place isn't important to me. I'm going to do this other place. Mm-hmm. But it means a lot when a promoter sees the big picture and is like, no, I understand. We can work something out. You know, it's a lot of wrestling is building relationships. And I like to think that we are good people to work with, and people like us and respect us and will know that we're not out to do anything malicious to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's gonna be hard. I mean, you know, I kind of like wondered that too. Like, what do you do? Because like sometimes there are so many promotions that run on like the same day, and then like what happens if you run like, you know, like a bigger opportunity comes into play? Like, you know, like maybe if something it was like an AEW or something like that, I'm sure most promotions would understand.
Yeah, I've literally had that before where for the AEW Dark in Orlando. It was the date of another promotion, which and they were fine with it. So it's up in the air. And I told them, I was like, hey, if you really need me, like, I'm not doing. Usually they'll be like, no, like, we understand. We're not contracted to any place.
Right.
So, you know, again, it's all about seeing the big picture and maintaining relationships. And hopefully if everyone can do that, if everyone is on the same page with that, I think it's very easy to work with everybody.
Yeah, and I know like a lot of you guys too, like you double shot, you know, like you'll be like maybe it's maybe half an hour, an hour, you know, for like maybe this one starts at 1, I'm just saying for example, and then maybe like the other one starts at like, I don't know, 4 o'clock or something like that, but then maybe you can start at like a 1 o'clock show or something and then like make it to the other show or stuff. So, you know, like kudos to you guys to like, you know, also for us, the fans, to, you know, get to see you like all over the place, which is wonderful. So
yeah,
all the bookings. So, you know, we see you guys all over. All right, let's see. Let's go on. We got more fan tweets. This one's from Johnny. He says, ask Bobby about teaming with Colin Delaney at Prestige.
Oh, yeah, Bobby, you cheater. Bobby cheated on me again. Can you believe it?
Awesome. Dude, I love Colin Delaney. That match was so fun. We wrestled the Ace of Space Academy, which is LSG and his brother MSG. And I've known LSG for quite a while. I just kind of like started to talk to MSG. I think because he's like really new to wrestling. So I've known LSG for a while. It was like the first time I've ever wrestled him. And obviously vice versa. But Colin Delaney's super cool. Like, he's obviously been like doing this for a super long time. He's also been, you know, he does To Infinity and Beyond with Cheech. Mm-hmm. So like, to even learn from him, because that was also a learning experience, and I've taken away a lot from that match. So not only was it a fun time, but it was also an opportunity to learn from someone who's been doing tag team wrestling for a long time, and definitely super fun. The Asbury Park venue, super cool. I love when Prestige comes to the north, the Northeast, and yeah, overall great experience.
Is it kind of weird when you like team up with like somebody else, like besides like Bryce, like completely out of the box? Like, so here it is, like a first time that you were teaming. So did it feel a little off, like, for you?
I mean, obviously, like, we not the same chemistry as me and Bryce, because we've been doing this like super long time, obviously. But you know, it's always whenever an opportunity comes up, to have some fun, and also like, you never know what could come from it. So I always jump on them. So, well, the Dr. Cool one didn't pan out as well.
I was gonna say the best thing about the Colin Delaney is he didn't beat you up after.
That's true.
Unlike other partners.
Well, we won that match. If we lost, I don't know. Oh, but
be careful. Don't lose.
1-0.
Trayvon's in the chat. He goes, someone say choke slam.
Oh, God.
We summoned him.
Trayvon, you're currently the Chokeslam champion. You're currently it right now. I'm going to win it from you so I can become a two-time champion. So we'll trade it back and forth. You know, we'll do good business with the belt, and you know, we'll all come happy. We share everything. So if I have the belt, you also have it.
Maybe I just want the belt for myself.
Ooh.
Bro, what is this selfishness? You know what? You don't get it now.
Damn.
No. You don't get it now. You get one choke slam on Ichiban, and all of a sudden,
now you gotta start doing them more. But like, yeah, I am.
And also, we were like 20 minutes into the match by then, and it was like super hot out. So not only was it a good choke slam, I was winded.
This was also during the hot Canadian trees that caused pollution in the air. So, oh
my God. Probably not the best to be wrestling outside.
Trayvon says, sounds like a plan, Bryce, BB. He goes, P.S. Don't forget about the plan, Bryce.
Oh, bro. Trayvon, it's happening.
Oh, I need to know.
It's happening. Trayvon, this DM we got today, that might be the day.
Ooh.
That might be the day.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I don't think I'm gonna get any tea.
Just know that it's happening.
Okay. It's happening. I'm here for it. So
they'll never see it coming.
Okay. Even better. All right. Let's move on to some of these fan tweets. All right. This one's from Everything Pro Wrestling. My friend Conrad. Go give him love. He's got you covered in AEW, WWE, and all that fun stuff. All right. His first question is: dream tag match.
Hardy Boys, Motor City Machine Guns. Those are two big like classic. I'm trying to think of like, because obviously both those are they're both pop, but they're like more like classic tag teams. I'm trying to think of like a where more modern team we haven't wrestled yet.
Culture Inc. That was one people have been wanting for a long time.
That was a cool one. I enjoyed that. Is there a big Midnight Heat on the West Coast?
Yeah, they're really good.
I'd really like to wrestle them. Max wrestled them, or Max was on a show with them, and he literally messaged us after. He's like, "You guys would have a great match with them." And I've watched some of their stuff. So Midnight Heat, they're unfortunately on the other side of the country. But flights exist, so hopefully sometime that can happen.
I'm down for that. You guys haven't wrestled Bang Bros either yet, right? No.
Oh, well, they're not the Bang Bros anymore. They got cease and desist. So no one will ever wrestle the Bang Bros, actually.
I can't. I keep forgetting that they're no longer the Bang Bros.
I want to know, like, so what, like, do we know what they're doing? Did they post what they're doing?
I haven't seen anything. So if you guys know, let me know.
I don't know.
Trayvon says, Shakur versus Outrunners is my dream match, to be honest.
Oh, I'd love to run Outrunners. Those guys.
I think
every tag team we've wrestled, so we got to move on to other places.
Okay.
I've seen a bunch of their promos pop up online, and it just makes me laugh so much. So those guys seem like a super fun time, and I'd love to be in the ring with them someday for sure.
So many great tag teams. So much.
That's so fun.
Yeah, the East Coast has like a lot. So, but it's nice to kind of see some other. I saw a tag team. I don't remember at that Dream Wave. I don't know. It was like a first time. I just saw Marcus and Dylan. If you guys know, let me know from this Dream Wave. I forgot the name of the.
Bob, you were on Dream Wave. Who was the tag team?
This weekend.
Yeah, huh? Wait. Who's the tag team? She's thinking. What was the tag team that was on that show?
Blanking right now. I feel really bad.
Yeah, they were really good. I thought that was the first for me. I was like, oh, and then like I instantly follow them, but I don't remember.
They were on like right after my match, and it was a freaking great match.
They were good. They were good.
Who you're talking about?
Yeah, if you guys know, let me know in the chat. Please. So, Bang Bros are now Bang. Oh, so Bang Bros are now Bang and Matthews. I think that's what they're called at the last freelance show.
Scott Bang and said. Matthews.
Yeah, Bang and Matthews.
This is like the old Massage Envy situation. If anybody knows, back in the day, Massage Envy, VSK and Dorian Graves. Got cease and desisted by Massage Envy, the massage place.
Oh, wow.
So they had to change the Massage Force. And then when they came back for one match, they were just Massage Envy again because they just hoped that Massage Envy would never find out.
Oh, wow.
And so they didn't.
Wow.
Good thing we have Shukru trademarked.
There you go. All right, let me get that other question. I'm going to look up that tag team because it's like bothering me. So his second question was, favorite Shukru story that no one's ever heard that you can speak on?
It's so hard to think of stories that people haven't heard. I don't know what stories people have heard.
Well, I guess, you know, give us a...
What happened?
I hit a deer driving with Max.
Yeah, tell this one. This is fun.
Alley Cat was there, too. I hit a deer. I think that story is probably public knowledge, though. It gets made fun of all the time.
Tell it anyway.
I just hit a deer. I don't know what else to say.
I thought you, like, the key got messed up, or, like, you used the wrong key or something.
All right, and shout out to this team.
I was trying to unlock my car, and I was using my house key instead of my car key.
I don't know.
Okay, the team's name is The Hype. It's Gage Noonan and Hunter Holdcraft. So if you guys haven't watched that, go watch that. They were really good. I actually liked to see you guys wrestle. They were really good. I was really impressed. So, you know, I'm putting it out there into the universe. So,
you get your gauging interest?
I guess. All right, let's move on. Where's the
Wait, before we move on, actually, we were supposed to wrestle The Righteous last year at For Beyond, and it got canceled last minute. I'd love to wrestle The Righteous.
Yes.
Okay, we're putting it out there so you guys have all these
More stuff out there.
All these batches out there that you can, you know, put in there. All right, next fan tweet is from Abe. What do you do to relax, and any particular hobbies that you guys enjoy?
This is actually, this is interesting because before our matches, I'm always very relaxed and Bobby's always very jumpy. So I'm interested to hear his answer.
Wait, but relax before a match, like right before.
No,
a match
just in general. Just in general, but like we have very different like pre-match vibes.
Yeah, so I just scream, really loud.
Not really like Alec Price level, but very loud.
I just go "Dah!" and then people are like, "What's that?" For them. I like to play Minecraft. I like to build stuff. It's very relaxing. I'm. I. I I like to run, which is something I wouldn't have told you 3 years ago. But over the pandemic, when there was like nothing to do, I would just run around my neighborhood and go to the park and stuff. So running is a very I never really believed in runner's high until I started running. So running is definitely something that could just ease my mind, because you just kind of lose yourself. And once you forget that you're like kind of working out and you forget like you're running, you just kind of like your brain kind of shuts down in a good way. And that's when a lot of like my best, like, because I do like, and I also like making videos, for better or for worse, I guess, because a lot of the videos end up being just like insane. But that's where I get a lot of my ideas for like wrestling, and especially like making like content, like videos, for my Twitter and Instagram. Or my ex and Instagram, my bad. we'll slip up there. And yeah, that's what I do for fun. Make funny videos, spend time outdoors, and play Minecraft.
Those are good answers, Bobby.
Thank you. I built a wrestling ring in Minecraft one time. It was really cool.
That's cool.
Oh, that's fun.
I've actually I've never played Minecraft. Like, I never did it. But like,
it's fun. I made it to like just like building Legos. Like, I know a lot of people like building Legos.
Yeah.
So I'd quit that.
Yeah. Things I do to relax. I'm really into movies. So I like go see movies a lot. I have the AMC A-list, so I can see like unlimited movies for the year, which is good.
Oh, that's cool.
Hold on, I'll give you the info right now. My total number of movies. Every year I rank every single movie I've seen based on year. I've seen 37 movies this year.
Oh, wow.
Good job.
Yeah, good job, May. So big into movies. I was actually talking to Effie about movies last night. He's also a big movie person. Mm-hmm. So we were bonding over that. That's a big one. I like art. I like draw a lot. I used to have an art Instagram before I deleted it because I was sick of it.
Uh-huh.
Bro, I made this art Instagram. I made this art Instagram just to like, because my friends are like, oh, you should just like, I want to see what you make. And they were like far away. So I was like, all right, I'll just make an Instagram, post it. And it was getting like more views. So I was like, oh, it's cool, whatever. I'll just post what I'm doing. And then people just get angry. Like, people just get mad.
Oh, gosh.
Whenever you make anything, I'm like, I'm just posting shit. Like, I'm not even like trying to like, I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm not trying to do anything. And they just get mad anyway. So I deleted the Instagram, but I still do it.
Oh, wow.
And then I just relax. I hang out with my leopard gecko, Lucci, and I go to the beach.
Why people got to get so mad?
Bro, the art community, honestly, it's because it's like such like a thankless, like brutal job that like people who make it like their career, I think, are really like about it. Like they're just constantly better. Similar to wrestling, I guess.
Time consuming. Like, you have to put so much work and dedication and hours into just like one piece, and like people just like kind of.
And then you get nothing from it. So yeah, it's like, I think people are just angry, and they just have to take it out.
They're frustratingly passionate. That's not worth it.
It's whatever.
Everybody should go get laid.
Yeah.
I wish
I could.
Bill Thompson's in the chat. He goes, "What's up, Bill? Crew? Yes. What's up?
Happy birthday, Bill. Happy belated.
Yes.
Hey, Ned.
Ethan's in the chat. What's up, Ethan? What's Paige? Going on? Yes. No, he's Paige.
All egos here?
No.
We go Ethan Paige?
All ego.
Bill's giving the, you know, did you take the pledge? Did you take the pledge? And getting the prey signals over there. Take the pledge.
I want to join the unit.
You want to join the unit?
Yeah, we can't beat them, so we have to join them.
Oh.
Well, I beat JT, but we couldn't beat the unit as a team. So I figure we just join them. That's the old adage. If you can't beat them, join them.
They got nice shirts. Yeah.
I think we're too silly for the unit. I don't think they'd like hanging out with us.
Aww. I don't know. We're gonna clip this. We're gonna ask them.
No, they're not. Don't do it. They're not gonna let me join. They're gonna yell at me.
No.
They're gonna say you guys are too silly to join the unit. You don't pray enough. Bobby doesn't want to join them.
No.
We wrestled the unit like three times for the Chaotic Tag Team Championships, and something happened every single time.
We lost.
Aww.
Oh, well.
That's what happened.
Oh, well.
Spoilers.
Let's see. What else? Fan tweet. Fan tweet from Chris. What does Shukru do when you're not in the ring? So anything you want to like add? Because we kind of went through a little bit of...
Yeah, let's add.
Backflips,
okay.
I think this is like, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Bob, so I love the beach. Bobby hates the beach.
So
that's really different. I live in Long Beach, so like the beach is like right there. Like, yeah. I can walk out of my house, mm-hmm. I can walk down the block, and the beach is there. Mm-hmm. Bobby has come to like, we've like filmed some stuff at the beach before. Mm-hmm. Like, we did like the volleyball video before the Bish at the Beach last year. And every time Bobby just gets upset that he has to go to the beach because he hates it so much.
He's like, why you gotta put me on blast like that?
Wait, it's not like a negative. It's just Bob hates the beach. It's not about us.
Here's the thing about the beach. I always get sunburned. I put on so much sunblock. I always get sunburned. The sand is so hot, and not only is it hot, it sticks to you. Not even if you're like wet. And don't even get me started. When you go in the water and you like want to go for a swim, the waves just smack you in the face. You get like concussed. The water tastes horrible. It always goes up my nose.
You're not supposed to drink it.
I don't try and drink. I sit up my nose and not on my mouth. The sand gets all over your car when you're done. And then when you go home and you take off like your clothes, you go shower, the sand gets all over your floor. And then even like a week later when you're done doing laundry and you're like, what is that in the drying machine? Oh, it's sand. I wonder where that's from. Oh, yeah, it's because I went to the beach 12 days ago. And I'm still facing the repercussions of it. The lifeguards always blow their whistle at me, even when I'm not doing anything wrong. I just don't think they like me. The boardwalk's cool because you get to play like cool little... Like, if there's a carnival attached to the beach, then I like the beach. Because mm-hmm. I can just go to the carnival.
Yeah. Well, Long Beach definitely has that a lot, that they have them on the...
We have fairs sometimes.
The only beach I did like was when we went to L.A. We went to Venice Beach, and that was kind of cool because they have like their own, like it was like a path along the beach.
Yeah,
I just didn't go on the sand, and it was fine.
You got to go down to like Puerto Rico and stuff like that. Like, the beaches are really like nice, and like you could, the sand is like, you know, pretty. Like, I'm not a beach person myself either, but I like walking on like the boardwalk, like at Long Beach, pretty much. But,
I will say, like, get the atmosphere, like the atmosphere. I'm very passionate about the beach, even though I don't like it. The atmosphere is cool. Like, you hear seagulls in the background, like chirping.
Yeah. Do chirping. A backflip off of them. And by the way, Ethan said, "I wish I was Ethan Page. I'm just Ethan Scott."
No, but we like Ethan Scott.
Yes,
we Ethan love Scott him. is a cool name. Also, don't worry.
Yeah, we love you. We love you. You can check out that interview on that podcast on the podcast too. Go check them out. I got a lot of these guys on here. All right, this tweet's from Max. He says, "Do you like roller coasters?" Caster? No, this is a different Max. He goes, "Do you like
Jacob Friedman?"
No, I'm not cool enough to get questions from them. But do you like roller coasters? And what is your favorite one?
Are you sure Max didn't ask this question?
No.
Yes. If you look at our old Fun Fair music video, we filmed it on a roller coaster at the one on Coney Island, and it was the first time Max had ever rode a roller coaster in his life. Mm-hmm. So you see his real first reaction to riding a roller coaster. Very interesting. But this is this one's upsetting for me because when I was a kid, I was super into roller coasters. Well, when I was a little kid, I was horrified of them, and then. When I was like 12, maybe, I went to Universal and finally went on the Mummy one, and that was really fun. And then I went on the Hulk one, and that was really fun. And then I was all about roller coasters. And then as I got older, I get sick, so like I can only go on like one. If I go on like two back to back, like I can't go to like Six Flags because like it's all roller coasters and I'll get sick. Mm-hmm. But I can go to like Universal because I can go on like a roller coaster, like do some other stuff, and then go on another roller coaster. Mm-hmm. But I can't go on too many. But to answer the question, the new Velocicoaster at Universal was sweet. Super great roller coaster. The Hulk is sentimental for me again because it was like the first big one I went on. And El Toro at Six Flags in Jersey, also great. So I'd say those are three that I love a lot.
That's a good one. What about you, Bobby?
I recently went on the Mummy ride earlier this year in L.A., and I didn't know it was based on a movie until I was on the ride. And the person next to me goes, oh, wow, this looks just like the movie. And I'm like, this is a movie? And then we
Brendan Fraser, bro.
And the Simpsons roller coaster at the Simpsons World when I went to Universal.
That's not a roller coaster.
Have you been on it?
Yes. It's just... screen. Cool. It's not a roller coaster.
Junior went on it with me.
Yeah, well, that speaks to how it's not a roller coaster. He's not tall enough to get an actual roller coaster. Oh, he's a simulator, Bobby.
I went on the roller coaster. I went into Universal, and I just went to Simpsons World. Uh-huh.
Yeah, this was a wild play from Bobby. He's like, yeah, I'm going to Universal for Simpsons World. He only went.
Window tapings. And I stayed an extra day because I'm like, oh, I want to go to Universal in Orlando. I've never been. So I pay all this money. And I go into Universal. And I'm like, okay, where is Simpsons World? And I go into Simpsons World. I'm there for maybe like 2 hours. I'm like, oh, that was fun. And then I left.
Yeah. I should emphasize this. Before he went, I gave Bob like the lowdown. I was like, yo, you got to go to this. Like, this ride's great. Like, check this thing out. No, Simpsons World only. Man waited 3 hours for a Krusty Burger. Rode the Simpsons ride and then left.
No, I played you played this thing where you had like these balls and you had to like knock down groundskeeper Willie. Mm-hmm. And I tried shooting in the basketball hoop, that didn't work. I wanted to take a picture with Homer, but I couldn't find him.
Aw. And I left. Aw. All right, let's go on. I have like a couple more fan questions, and I'll scrap whatever in the chat. So this one is from VPW Radio. He goes, what's Bobby's sickest
radio
trick?
No,
it was a fan tweet. It was a fan tweet. What's Bobby's sickest trick?
Well, I've been asking him for like 3 years to book me in a scaffold match.
So we talked like about the scaffold match on our interview. Yeah.
I feel like it still hasn't happened. I feel like I would do a pretty sick trick in a scaffold match.
A choke slam?
Ladder?
A choke slam off the scaffold.
A choke slam off the scaffold. I also wanted to have I don't want to give away my idea. But it's a $1 million idea. I don't know. I did a backflip and landed on my feet at the Creative Pro Show that happened in Melville. That was pretty sick. I don't know. Anytime I do a backflip, I think that's my sickest trick. It's just my most recent backflip.
Okay. The other question from Radio says, who does Bryce's hair?
That's Colleen from Alter Ego Hair Salon in Syosset. She's the truth. Love her. I had a lot of hair problems when I was younger, and I moved to New Orleans for a little bit. After I came back from that, I was like, I need a new hair place, and so I went to Colleen. She's awesome. She's the best. I have to drive like a long way to go see her because Sasa is far from me, but it is close to Zorn's in Bethpage, so I make a trip out of it. I get a haircut. I get some Zorn's. My gym, Stoked Athletics, is by there, so maybe sometimes I'll triple it up and get 3 things done. It's the best.
Zorn's is good.
Yes, I think I have great hair, so.
You do have great hair, Bryce. Yeah. I have horrible hair.
No, your hair's good.
Yeah.
I just, well.
You gel it up.
Gelling it, and that's probably not the best for it.
You don't have a long hair head. Like, if you had long hair, it'd be weird, I think.
I had long hair in the 5th grade.
Yeah, we all had, like, the Bieber stuff, though. Like, that's different.
We tried out some stuff, and we...
Yeah, if you had, like, the long... Like, if you saw a picture of me, like, as a kid, it was like, yeah. Was, like, light Yagami ass, like, we all had that hair.
Everybody in the night.
It's so fast. I remember, like, he used to have, like, it really, really short, and then all of a sudden, one day, I was just like, oh, wow, Bryce's hair is really long.
Brian and MJF told me to grow my hair out, and so I did. I actually, it was after I did Impact. From that point on, I hadn't cut my hair short since Impact. That's when I started growing it out. So, and it took a while. Like there's an in between period that's annoying, but you just got to push through it. Some people are cowards and they bail on it, like Eric James. Mm-hmm. Not to name names, but Eric James.
Oh, no. he just like he, didn't his bar just mess up?
No, he bailed on it. He couldn't handle the in between phase, and he lost it, and he cut his hair. And like I get it, because we've all been there that have tried to grow our hair out. There's the in between phase. You're gonna look terrible for a while. You just got to eat it and get to the other side. You gotta get to the promised land.
Come to the dark side, pretty much.
But I will say that as soon as I retire, I'm shaving my head because it's a nightmare to deal with.
Yeah, it's a
And if I didn't wrestle, I'd probably cut it.
Okay. The last question for radio is, what does Bobby Jr. do for fun?
Damn, radio, these are a lot of questions.
They're good questions.
I recently pushed him down a hill on a skateboard, and I think he didn't like that, but I had fun. You know what he's actually been really into recently? He's been playing Jenga, but just by himself. Because I'm just afraid of it falling over. And I don't want that to happen. But he's been killing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he does for fun. He plays Jenga a lot.
Oh, okay. That's fun. I want to play with him. I'll play some Jenga.
Play some Jenga with him.
Yeah, we're going to do that. There's a video backstage at one of the shows. When you get booked on NFW, we're going to sit. We're going to play. Jenga.
It's a Chokeslam Iron Man match that Bryce talked about.
Chokeslam Iron Man match, baby. It's happening.
Oh, okay. Nick's in the chat. What's up, Nick? I heard you got your first one-on-one. I got to watch it. He goes, I think both Bobby and Bryce have beautiful hair.
Thank you, Nick.
Matt Lopez says, what has been your favorite moment as a tag team? Dustin Waller's in the chat. He said tan. What?
Bro, it's a popular podcast.
Chat.
Yes. Bill Thompson said Chick Donovan is awesome.
Oh, yes.
Dominic's Grandpa putting Chick. Goats.
Which apparently was more of a secret than I thought it was. But yeah, I guess that's favorite. On me.
I raised my hand.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. You're going to go for it.
Wait, you said Bryce and me or just Shakru?
Shakru.
Easy. When we did the segment at the end of Wrestling Open and Max debuted for Wrestling Open and Bryce made his return. Easily.
That was a good one.
Easily.
That's probably my favorite also. And the Shakru Fun Fair too, like 2 months later. That was really fun. That was a great match too. It's actually on the Shakru YouTube channel if you want to watch it. Shakru Fun Fair Street Fight. It's me, Bobby, and Max versus Eric, Dante, and KM, and it's a great match. It was an awesome show, awesome time. Those two are up there. I'm trying. Is there like a? Do we have some like crowning achievement kind of thing? Or I don't know. I feel like
my favorite moments was when me and Max came out and ran off VBU. Man, we've been bringing up VBU, and then you won the Creative Pro Championship, and we all shared that moment in the ring.
That was.
And there's a cool picture of us walking to the back through the curtain, side by side.
That was a good one.
I was about one.
I like it. So, also the trying to buy the throne in that thrift shop across from FET, where they said it was $200. Dollars, yes. That we're the only ones that are going to get that reference. But if someone finds the clip on Twitter, tweet it. It's the best thing we've ever done.
Oh, okay. Go do some digging, guys. So, Laura's in the chat. She says hi. Jamie's in the chat. She goes, "Hi, Bryce. Hi, Bobby. Hope to see you soon." Especially me. You just saw me at Wrestling Open.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see you at Wrestling Open probably then.
So you guys just saw me at Wrestling Open. I went up there, so I had to go.
We won't be there this week, but I think we'll be there next week. So
awesome. Definitely go check it out if you guys haven't been up there or whatever. Let me see if there's any more like fan tweets. I mean, fan questions in this. There was so much. This chat is popping today.
Wait, what did Dustin say?
He said tan.
What?
Tan. I don't know.
Oh, Tan Dustin. Okay, this is awesome. We talked about Tan Marcus earlier, but Tan Dustin also came out to play this week. If you guys watched Wrestling Open this week, both Dustin and Marcus both had nice tans. They looked great. Future stars, both those two, and they look like future stars because they are so tan. And that's how you do it. There's like wrestling ability, you know, being a good person. Like that's all fine and good.
Tan.
You tan. when you tan, you're up there. And they were like, are you fucking with us? Do you really like, you really think this tan look good? And we're like, I'm like, yes, the tan looks great. Everyone should tan. If you're a wrestler and you're pale, just go tan.
There you go.
You can spray tan, you can real tan, whatever works for you. No one's going to judge you. Just go tan.
Well, I know, like, Bryce commented on one of my tweets a while ago with Jack. It was like, I think they were on the podcast. Remember Bruce. That whole story? And you're like, Jack doesn't tan.
Yeah, well, dude, Jack's hero, his hero, Matt Cardona, like, his entire thing is tanning. And it took, like, forever for him to convince Jack to tan. And then Jack tanned, and guess what? He looked great. Surprise. Like, you looked awesome. So, you know, everyone's got a tan. I get it's annoying, but you got to do it as much as you can. I get you don't have to do it every time, like, you know, money and time, and sometimes your tan's not great, but just get it in. Yeah, trust me.
There you go.
Yeah, tan. It's one of the six things to be a great wrestler.
Dominic says, ask them about their favorite books.
My favorite books are, Bob, do you read any? Okay, well, I'll start. Song of Ice and Fire series, I'm really into it. It's the Game of Thrones. It's the books that Game of Thrones is based off of. I really love those. Those are my favorite. Specifically, Storm of Swords, the third book, is my favorite. Yeah, those. Bob, favorite book?
Snowball a lot, but it's usually to either get Starbucks or look at the new Funko Pops. So that's...
You still do Funko Pops?
Oh, yes. I got a cool
really? One. Really? I'm so out on them. I have Funko Pops. Like, I think if you've seen the background, you know, you can see it right there. Wally. My friend Andrew got that for me. It's a Wally up there. But I can't do them anymore. I liked them when they first came out. I got over them. I can't. No more Funko, I said. I said, no more Funkos. I said it. I
got a Polaroid camera one.
Just one of a Polaroid camera?
It's just a Polaroid camera.
That's cool.
See, this is the problem for me. Like, things have gotten, like, they just have it for everything. They have it Funko for, like, every scene that every character's ever mm-hmm. been in. It's like, yes. Oh, here's, that's, like...
Yeah, I love obscurity. Like, why wouldn't I want the Energizer Bunny? You know what I'm saying? I use Duracell, but why wouldn't I want the Energizer Bunny?
All right, what's your favorite Funko Pop that you own?
Yeah, what is your favorite
Funko Pop? What is your favorite
Funko Pop? I'll go grab mine.
Should I grab my favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's grab
We're on
favorites.
Video podcast. So
I have it right here.
So thank you guys for all the love. Make sure you're subscribed to Indie Wrestling Corner so you can get all the updates of all the videos. I know I took a break for a while, so I have some stuff coming up, so it's going to be a random of when I podcast. I have a podcast next week, so I got you guys covered. Matt Griffin's coming on from Action, so we're going to talk about that. So...
I was going to take... There's a few honorable mentions. I have so many favorites. All right. That was my favorite.
Bob, you're top five. We got top five going.
Don't confuse the man.
No, I'm fine, I think. So I have Chip and Dale, but they're in two separate boxes, but I'll keep them in as one duo, so that's five. Nick... Robles, who made his Creative Pro singles debut last night. Yeah. Everyone check that match out. Him versus TJ Crawford. He got me Munchlax, which is my favorite Pokemon. So Munchlax is in there. I also have Leatherface, because that's my favorite scary movie, is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Mm-hmm. I have a few Simpsons ones, but I think the Duffman one is my favorite. And then number one...
Pull it back
it's Mankind.
That's
Mankind. It won't focus.
That's what happens when you don't have a webcam.
Camera sucks. Everything sucks.
Everything sucks.
Don't worry, when Bobby comes back again on the podcast, he'll have a mic and he'll have a camera.
I have a microphone, but I don't have a webcam, so I'm using my phone.
You're going to die someday.
What?
You're going to die someday and you never know what happens after. Anyway.
Oh, I also have Bill Murray, but when he was in Zombieland and he was a zombie.
Oh, that's great. My favorites are Red X from Teen Titans.
Are you taking him out of the box?
Yeah, let it breathe, bro. L eating cake from Death Note. He's got a little cake, which I like, and he's crouching. And then I got Gus Fring from Breaking Bad. Spoilers. for the other side of his face. And we got the Wendigo.
Oh, cool.
And those are my four. But I haven't got one in like 3 years. I'm over them completely. I've considered selling any ones I do have, but I don't think they would get that much money. Apparently, this Wendigo one's worth a lot, but that's the one I would keep. So.
Awesome. Okay. Oh, here's a question from John. This actually plays off the Funkos. He goes, what are Funkos that Bobby wants or likes so people can gift them at him at his merch table? What about Bryce? What about Bryce? Bring Bryce.
I just set him out on Funkos. People have gifted me things at merch table. Hold on. Real quick before Bob does that. My friend brought me at the show yesterday. Hold on, I'll grab it. Where is it? Oh, here it is. He got me a big stuffed Dragonite, who's my favorite Pokemon.
I saw that.
That's cute.
My friend Oscar got this for me. He brought it to the show yesterday, which I loved.
A fan gave me a custom Bobby Orlando action figure at the show.
I saw that.
Where is it?
That's so cute.
It's all the way across the room. And it's not going to focus. But check it out on my Instagram and my X. I posted it there. But yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, I always appreciate when fans give me gifts. That you're not obligated, but like, there's some ones out there. Like, obviously, wrestling is obviously up there. There's a few. I think one of the biggest ones I've been wanting to get recently is I used to watch Pokemon as a kid. But I know Bryce has this one because it's in his little gecko chamber. But I really want a Cubone.
Oh yeah,
that's why I want one. I saw it. I didn't know they had them, but I want it in the box. Obviously, so I want a Cubone.
Gecko chamber. That made it sound so dramatic.
Gecko chamber.
We're all in one big gecko chamber.
I love it.
Joe Namath, because I don't know if anyone knows. I don't keep it a secret. I'm a huge New York Jets fan. So.
Oh, are you?
Yes. Maybe. Okay. This chat's popping. There's a lot of people in here. Thank you guys for like hanging out. I appreciate the hell out of it. Oh, wait, I saw what Lore said. Have you asked them the cereal question? Why are you guys always trying to get me in trouble with this question? Seriously.
What's the
question? So the question is, how do you have your cereal? Do you put your milk in first and then your cereal? Or do you put your cereal in first and then pour your milk?
So this is an interesting question. Okay, so I'm going to pull my big box of Fruity Pebbles that I always keep on my bed. So, you got to do the cereal first and then the milk. But in the case of Fruity Pebbles, right here, they sog up really fast, and they're not as good when they sog up. So what you gotta do for Fruity Pebbles, you pour a little bit of Fruity Pebbles in, very small amount, not the full amount you're gonna eat. Then you pour the milk in. Then you eat all the Fruity Pebbles, and then you restock with more with the milk still in it and the Fruity Pebbles. You restock with some more Fruity Pebbles. So it's kind of like a hybrid between the two, because then you keep getting fresh Fruity Pebbles each time, and you don't have to have soggy ones at the end. A little Fruity Pebble tech for everybody. I'll put these back down here for when I want to eat them later.
But this has caused so much shit on this podcast.
So when I was a child, I thought I was the smartest kid in the world. Because I was not the biggest cereal fan, but I would make my own cereal. And I thought this was a $1 million idea. I would buy Pop-Tarts, and I would break them up into little mini pieces, put them in a bowl, and then put milk in there, and it would be Pop-Tart cereal. So.
Oh, look at that.
That was my addition to the conversation.
Interesting. Conrad, why are you apologizing? Why?
He's apologizing.
Conrad, Everything Pro Wrestling. Again, much love to him. Go follow him. Go follow his podcast. I love him very much. He apologizes for the cereal question because he had Kaiga started that on this podcast. It is pinned on my Queen of the Indies Twitter, where freaking Miracle Generation attacked the shit out of me for it. And then he said,
wow.
Yeah, they attacked me. They came at me. They all came at me.
Why are they coming?
I didn't even ask the question. They came at me. Conrad was the one who asked the question, and they just all came at me. And he said for being late also, too. So, no, you're fine. You're absolutely fine. And thank you for your questions that you submitted earlier. So, let's see. Where else we got? Okay, that's awesome. I think they've actually made Pop-Tart cereal. I'll have to see if I can find it.
They have.
Yeah, I definitely saw that, so... So I think that is all my questions. questions. Wow. If you guys have anything else in the chat, we went on a while, but we got a lot of people like in the chat. I don't know if there's anything else like you guys in the chat.
A lot of our time went to talking about choke slams. So.
Bro, people kept bringing it up.
Choke slam champion. Hard
enough to pick up a choke slam that was heard around the world.
Seriously. I still love the one at Beyond. It just broke me. I have to like repost it because you just hear me dying laughing. And then when you like got when Bryson and Trayvon hit Brett, I was done no. for the day.
We all look, no one enjoys anything more than hitting BRG. Like everyone at Beyond and Wrestling Open's favorite thing is to hit BRG.
What was the national somebody pastime. Said? He's got such a punchable face. Somebody said to me.
And boy, do we punch it.
That's what the P stands for.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm so what?
Sad. The P stands for punchable face.
Yeah, punchable face.
I can't. Okay, you guys are crazy. Well, what do you guys got coming up so the fans could like come see you, support you, all that fun stuff?
I have Dreamwave this weekend in the Chicago area, but it's in LaSalle. And then after that, August 12th, I have a friend of mine, but I've never met him, Rod Slab.
Mm-hmm. I met him.
Yeah, is going to be in a battle pit match.
Oh, what's a battle pit match?
You're going to have to wait and see. Even I don't know.
Do you know any of the rules for the battle pit?
5-on-5 match.
Well, Rod probably knows, right? Yeah.
Rod knows. That's why I don't know.
Yeah.
We should call him.
Yeah, I should call him. Well... I need to figure out his phone number. Well, nonetheless, that's my, you know, what's coming up. Mm-hmm. That's announced.
Anything that's else announced. For you, Bryce?
You have unannounced things? Coming up, I'm going to be, I assume we're going to be at Open in general, Thursdays, White Eagle, Worcester, come through. Coming up, Blitzkrieg, August 12th. That's going to be in Vermont.
Date. Everything's running on the 12th. Everything.
Yes. Yes.
Everything.
There's a lot of things going on the 12th, but I will be at Blitzkrieg having a match there, which is unannounced, but I think it's a very cool match. And then what else? We got a bunch of stuff this month. Creative Pro, September 15th, was just announced last night. I'm excited for that show. What else is good? Oh, bro, Retro World is this month. Which I love every year. It's a retro gaming convention that has wrestling at it, and it's always a fun time. I'm very excited for that at the end of the month.
Live Pro Wrestling, August 27th.
Live Pro. I want to make sure
it's fun too. Live Pro.
I want to make sure I don't miss anything this month where someone yells at me and goes, "Hey."
Live Pro's great. I want to like go back up there. I had a lot Live of fun Pro's when so I went up fun. There. Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Champion, baby.
Yeah, you're the champion of Live Pro.
I know. And soon to be champion of choke slams.
Bro, you need to chill.
I think Bobby Jr. might be the next champ.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
He doesn't have opposable thumbs. He can't do a choke slam.
Don't yell at Bobby Jr.
I'm not yelling at him. He's going to do it with his... He can't grip anything. He has hooves.
His hooves. He's going to do it with his horn or his hooves.
A hoof slam.
Somebody said I need to do the perfect bridge... belt next. Like, we haven't even crowned this belt. Oh, did you want me to do the perfect bridge?
Perfect bridge belt. Perfect bridge belt is between Dante and Nick Robles. Both have great bridges. Being biased because they're both cat people. Kylon also has a great bridge for non-cat people. But I think those guys are the best bridges that I have seen.
Yeah, Nick wanted in on the bridge game for me, and I was like, "Oh, okay." I saw there was a wrestler I got tagged in recently. It was a bridge, and I was like, "But it's not on toes." And then they purposely their next match went out of their way to do a toe bridge, and I got tagged. And she's like, "Just for you." Wow. I'm taking.
Yeah, we don't bridge. I'm not going to compete for that one.
You need to get on it. I'm Bobby, changing one wrestler
would
at a time.
The backflip belt.
Backflip belt.
Oh God, I'd be. I would never lose the belt.
Bro, Eli Knight's backflip from Thursday though. Mm-hmm. You got to compete with him.
That was really good.
Oh, true. It wasn't a backflip.
It's not a backflip. It was a moonsault.
Okay, so you get the backflip belt. He can get the moonsault belt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zach says Danny wants in the mix. Yeah, Danny Miles broke out a bridge for me the other day.
Oh, okay. I thought I was like, there's another chokeslam person, but no, the bridge the bridge championship could do it. If all your friends were doing bridges, would you do it? I wouldn't.
I can't deal. I love all you guys.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Literally.
Because he said bridge.
Yes.
I love it. Yeah, so go plug yourself, your merch. I mean, I have everything in the links below, but if anything else that I miss, you know, put it out there for the fans.
Follow us on everything. Follow us on X, Bryce D. Shook. Follow Instagram, Bryce D. Shook. Friend me on Facebook. Maybe I'll accept it. Maybe I won't. I never really check that much, but I usually just accept everybody. Just please stop messaging me. Please stop messaging me strange things. People love doing that. Unless you're offering me money, in which case, message me strange things and pay me. That's fine. I'll take that. But some people just send the weirdest things. Or follow me on... those threads. Are the main things. What?
Threads.
Threads. Hold on. Let me post a thread right now. Hold on.
Threads account is just him talking about how sweet Threads is.
It's so
I keep
fucking
forgetting
sick.
About it.
I know.
Threads is so sick, yo. I'm gonna.
I love these. Live, Bobby, why don't you have one?
Focus. There he is. Okay. Oh, whoa. Who's that? Oh, it's Perry Von Vicious. Just a surprise Perry Von Vicious popped up.
Perry!
I'm a favorite. What do you call it on Threads? I'm a
Rethreaded.
Favorite Perry.
Rethreaded.
Oh, he's in Japan!
Yeah, they're in Japan. They're on their tour.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Consul General of Japan. That's so sick. Okay, I'm glad. I favored it just because it was a surprise Perry, but now I actually am happy to see it. That's cool that they're in Japan.
Yeah.
Threads.
I'm on TikTok.
Yes.
And I post stupid videos.
I like the videos. They're fun. I like quick little videos like that you've been doing.
Yeah, a lot of them are just like silly little life hacks. I also do Sick Trick Saturdays. And Andy, Bobby Orlando, and everything.
There you go. I should have did this the entire podcast.
Yeah, you gotta have universal ats that you can have on everything. There Very important.
There you go.
Yeah, Bobby Jr. has an Instagram account, but I forgot the password. So,
well, did Bobby Jr. forget the password?
You gotta ask Bobby Jr.
I run it. Because he can. Well, he has hoops and can't post.
He has hoops.
Laura says your TikTok is amazing, Bobby.
Thank you.
Yes, I love it. I love all that fun stuff. So buy their stuff. Look how cute. I support the boys. I try to support all the boys that I can.
So, I love that. They brought up earlier of people bringing gifts and stuff to the merch table. Every time people come to the merch table and like give us anything or buy merch or just like
say hi.
Or like say hey, you had a great match or like whatever. It's like always nice. So thank you to everyone that does that ever. Really appreciate it.
No, definitely. So bring some food. Bring some food to them. Whatever. Anything particular?
I've eaten treats before. It's sketchy because you don't know like.
Oh yeah, we like, talked about good. This.
Bro, people brought me brownies one time, and I was like, all right, whatever. I know you're all degenerates. What's in these brownies? Like, you know, like, no, it's just regular brownies. I was like, okay. And I tried them. They're good because I'm a fiend for chocolate and brownies. But it's very concerning.
I brought cookies. Everybody goes.
Cheese sandwiches.
Huh?
What?
Someone brought us like sandwiches. One. We were like, oh, thanks.
But it's like ham and cheese sandwiches. I was like, okay.
It's the thought that counts.
On
right?
Halloween, these girls brought us a bunch of candy, which I was hype about. They asked me. They were at we had Open and we had Live Pro, and at Open they were like, "What's your favorite candy?" I was like, "Oh, whatever." I was talking about candy, and then Live Pro they brought me a bunch of the candies that I said. I was like, "That's so nice."
Oh well, Laura just said, "What's your favorite snack?" So that's what's gonna happen. They're gonna bring you some stuff. So, and they will too, because that always happens on this podcast. People bring like stuff, so put it out there.
I like Twix. Is Bryce here or is he not? What's happened? Oh, he's saying my. He's
now,
saying
now you can talk smack about the Chokeslam Championship now. He froze to death.
That's what happens. Is once he doesn't get one choke slam, it just everything just goes to shit.
I'm back, baby.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was there talking smack.
My internet went out.
It's okay.
I've been doing that lately. I don't know why.
If you lose the choke slam belt, but you also lost your internet.
Yeah.
So, what kind of snacks would you like, Bryce?
What?
Bryce, what kind of snacks? Like, the fans want to know.
Oh, what snacks do I like?
Yeah. So they can bring you some snacks.
I like Reese's are tight, Kit Kats are tight. Any, like, I like candy. I'm like a fiend for. I'm a fucking child. Sour Patch, watermelons, delicious. Gushers. There's a lot of, I like, usually if you bring me something, like, I will eat it. I'm not a very disciplined human when it comes to candy and treats.
Okay.
We were going to split a dessert last night, but I forgot.
Oh, I did forget that. Yeah, we were going to split a dessert. Like, we were having so much fun.
Aw. Well, I can't wait to watch the show. We were at the
diner after Creator Pro, yeah.
Oh. Well, next time. So.
Next time. We'll see.
Well, go support these guys. They're awesome. They'll probably come back onto the podcast again because, you know, hopefully they like me enough. Well, they see.
I don't do a lot of podcasts, but definitely you have to jump on the opportunity because we love Queen of the Indies. So there you go.
Yes.
I love you guys.
There's a lot of podcasts out there. So it's like whenever we get asked to do one, we're like, maybe. But we had to do yours.
Yes. Nah, I love you guys. You guys are awesome, and I appreciate that you come on, and we have fun, and the fans are great. So, like, I appreciate all the fan questions that we got, all the fun questions in the chat. I appreciate the hell out of you. You made my life easy, kind of. Like, I didn't really have too many questions because you guys took over the podcast. So, thank you guys again. Like,
we'd like to do that. We really steamroll everyone we talk to.
Aw. So, yeah. Well, again, go watch them, go see them, go say hi, buy their stuff. You know, I'll see you guys soon. So, definitely. Anything else that you want to add before we go? No, you good?
No one knows what happens when you die.
Oh my!
I'm your mom.
There you have it. All right, guys. Well, thank you again. I appreciate it. Next week, I'll be back with Matt Griffin. I got to make a graphic, so look out for that during the week. I think we're going to do Tuesday at 8 o'clock Eastern time. We're going to talk about action and SCI and all that fun stuff, too. So, well, you guys know the drill. Stay safe. Support independent wrestling. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.